You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Advocates of an initiative to increase education funding in our state are having their day in court this afternoon. The group, called Reclaim Idaho, is responsible for the successful push to expand Medicaid back in 2018. But when they turned their attention to education funding, they had no idea that a disease called COVID-19 would be a thing come 2020. Well, this spring, they ended their push for signatures early. Ballot initiatives here in Idaho rely on volunteers going door to door, gathering in-person signatures. And organizers said it became just too dangerous for volunteers and citizens when the coronavirus started spreading here in Idaho. Well, Reclaim Idaho organizers did not give up on their goal of getting that initiative on a ballot easily. They sued the state for more time to collect those signatures digitally. Well, today, their case will be heard in U.S. District Court. Boise State Public Radio news reporter James Dawson has been following the story, and he is joining us now with more. Hey there, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, Gemma?
Good. How are you?
I'm well.
Well, so before we get into the lawsuit, can we just start with the premise of the initiative? I mean, what does Reclaim Idaho want to see when it comes to education funding? Because why work, you know, for an initiative rather than just lobbying the legislature?
Yeah. So I think the elevator pitch would be something like they wanted to raise taxes on the wealthy and corporations to help pay for public education, K-12 education specifically in the state of Idaho. They kind of estimated that it would be around $100 million with the tax rates that they had in the initiative. And the actual kind of guidelines would have been set up by the State Board of Education, but Reclaim Idaho envisioned that that money would be split up among school districts to spend how they saw fit. As for the legislature, I mean, the education budgets are always a lightning rod, you know, when it comes to the House and Senate floor actually voting on them. And so another $100 million in state funding is pretty much a non-starter for lawmakers, and especially now with tax revenue expected to kind of be slammed with the pandemic. So I'd imagine, I wasn't in the room for it, but they already had successfully pushed the ballot initiative for Medicaid. So they thought, why not?
Okay, so for those who may have missed it, can you get us up to date then on this particular lawsuit and what does Reclaim Idaho hope, you know, what are they hoping to achieve?
Yeah, so they filed the suit earlier this month, hoping for some extra time to gather signatures. And really, the big point is to allow them to get those signatures electronically. You know, some of our listeners might have done that to sign mortgage documents or other legal papers. You can just, you know, add your electronic signature on it, and it's as good as you signing a piece of paper. The extra 40-some days that they would have got, or that they are asking for in this lawsuit anyway, would just cover the time from when they shut down their campaign to their original deadline to turn in those signatures, which was back in April. And online signature gathering would be a gigantic win because no other state allows it under their laws.
Okay, so you've actually been following this since the very beginning, back in March. So can you take us back a few months, and how did all of this unfold?
Okay. So it's hard to conceptualize in Corona time, right? This was just 3 months ago. So Idaho found...
Yeah, that's crazy right there, right? That it was just 3 months ago. Yeah.
Exactly. So Idaho found its first confirmed case of coronavirus on March 13th. But even before then, volunteers were taking precautions for themselves and their communities with more events starting to happen since Idaho was kind of thawing out from the winter at that time. But after confirmed cases started trickling in, you know, those events were shut down and few people were going out. And then plus you had Governor Brad Little eventually issuing his stay-at-home order. And that basically crushes any realistic opportunity to get the signatures a campaign needs to qualify for the ballot. Just for context, it's about 55,000 signatures, and you have to get those signatures from all over the state.
So then how did volunteers take it when they found out, you know what, we're shutting this down early?
Yeah, I mean, they were extremely upset. I spoke with Linda Larson at the time. She was leading a group for Reclaim Idaho in Sandpoint. And here's her kind of describing how she and her team were taking precautions, you know, Sandpoint isn't too far from Washington State, which was kind of the first epicenter of coronavirus cases. And these were the precautions they were taking.
All of our volunteers would have an apron with hand sanitizer in the apron and some alcoholic wipes. And we were cleaning the pens before we would give them to someone to sign.
Yeah. And the other thing you have to consider, too, is that a lot of these Reclaim Idaho volunteers are older or they have pre-existing conditions that make them more vulnerable to COVID-19 if they come down with it. And leadership told me that that was kind of one of the biggest factors for shutting it down, because they didn't think they could collect these signatures safely. But, you know, I asked Linda, you know, what do you want out of this? And she says she just wants it to be there to be a fair process, you know, whether they win or lose.
If our legislators aren't willing to solve it, then okay, fine, we'll do this. But give us the tools to be able to do this. That's all we're asking.
So, Jimmy, that's interesting. Because is that basically kind of why Reclaim Idaho decided to sue the state? And beyond that, I mean, so they're claiming, you know, freedom of speech. So how does freedom of speech and the governor's stay-at-home order come into their argument?
Yeah, I mean, they're claiming that it basically stifled it. If there's no realistic opportunity to gather these signatures in a safe way, they're saying that violates their ability to exercise their rights under the Constitution. So, you know, they originally went to the Secretary of State's office. They pointed Reclaim Idaho to the governor's office. Governor's office says, you know, this emergency declaration does not give Brad Little the power to change existing state law. And they even had a bill drafted for the legislature to consider electronic signature gathering, but it was never introduced in the session.
So because of that, is that ultimately why they thought their only recourse was to file a lawsuit?
Yeah, I mean, the signature deadline has passed to turn them into the county clerk's office. So really, this is the only, it's the last shot that they have this year to get that on the ballot. They could, of course, you know, file it after there's maybe therapeutics or a vaccine, mm-hmm. but we'll see when that comes around.
Yeah, right. So here's my question too. Then you mentioned that no other state does this electronic signature gathering. However, are there other states that are in a similar situation? I mean, what does the landscape look like nationally? Because we're not the only state that was trying to get initiatives on the ballot.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are 24 states in Washington, D.C. that allow for ballot initiatives for citizens to vote on. And really, it's been kind of a mixed bag, but campaigns are definitely fighting tooth and nail to get any inch of ground that they can. So last month, a panel of judges in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked another federal judge's ruling that would have allowed a campaign in Ohio to get signatures electronically. Looks like a week ago, a federal judge in North Dakota rejected a lawsuit there trying to authorize online signature gathering. Not quite an apples to apples comparison here, but Colorado Governor Jared Polis did suspend laws banning e-signature gathering, and that held up in court in Denver. But then the Arkansas Supreme Court also ruled recently to allow electronic signature gathering there. So it's certainly not an open and shut case, and it could kind of go either way.
So if this lawsuit does not work out in Reclaim Idaho's favor, what are the experts saying about what the outcome could be, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, so even though they might not be able to get electronic signature gathering passed, we'll see what happens there. And if it's temporary, just for this one special occasion, who knows? But the experts that I've talked to, I mean, they see it as certainly an opportunity for people to push back against election laws as a whole, and maybe allow for, you know, strictly vote by mail systems, which President Trump has not been in favor of, even though he personally voted by mail in the Florida primary earlier this year. You know, Idaho is actually fairly open when it comes to its election laws. I mean, we have same day registration and no excuse mm-hmm. absentee ballot voting, but that's not the case in every state. And so these experts are kind of seeing like, well, if there's enough outrage here where people are being disenfranchised, then They actually might affect change at the state legislature level, because that's where most of the election law actually takes place. Federal election law doesn't usually cover how states can administer their own elections.
So today's hearing, we're live right now in the noon hour. So the hearing's going to be taking place soon. If you re-listen back at 8 p.m., this could be a little bit dated, or if you listen to a podcast. However, right now, Jimmy, since we are live, tell us about what to expect today when this hearing happens.
Yeah, so we're going to hear from all sides here. We're going to hear from Reclaim Idaho trying to pitch their case, saying this is timely. We need this now. And this is actually moving through the court system fairly quickly. Reclaim Idaho filed this month. I believe it was 2 weeks ago today, if I'm remembering correctly. So they're trying to get this rushed through as quickly as possible so they can get back on the trail and maybe gather some more signatures if it works out in their favor. But we're also going to hear from the state and they're saying that this should just be dismissed. Idaho law does not allow for it. So really there's no reason to even hear this. So it's really unclear how long this could take. But since they expedited the initial hearing anyway, it seems like the federal court wants to kind of take care of this as soon as possible.
Okay, so we're in an election year, Jimmy. So, I mean, even if, coronavirus hadn't happened, they have a timeline to gather signatures and all of that. Now it's a lawsuit, and lawsuits can take a really long time. So what do we know then about when Reclaim Idaho would need a ruling, in particular in their favor, to try to get enough signatures to get this on the November ballot?
Yeah, I mean, so they had said that they had gotten roughly half, but maybe a little bit more than half of the total number of signatures. But like I said, you have to get a lot of those, in half of the legislative districts across the state. It's kind of technical, but basically just think of it as all across the state, you need these signatures and you need a certain amount of them from each area to qualify. So, I mean, they would definitely need some time. They're asking for 40 some days. Whether or not they can actually achieve that, if the court rules in their favor, is unknown. But it's definitely a compressed timeline, especially with Ada County, soon to go back into stage three and big public events may be canceled here and elsewhere across the state. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Well, I know you're going to be covering it for us, so appreciate you coming on the show and looking forward to hearing your reporting on this coming up. We've been talking with our James Dawson with Boise State Public Radio News. James, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Gemma.
And of course, you can find more of Jimmy's reporting at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.